WTW News Time is 7:05. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwarneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A dispute at a Westside Bryan apartment complex leads to a stabbing. Police report a 27-year-old man is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made, and a 40-year-old man who did the stabbing has cooperated fully with investigators. No names have been released, nor the nature of the civil matter that led to the stabbing Wednesday at the Buena Vista Apartments on Providence. Changes to the College Station rental registration ordinance are expected to be approved tonight at the city council meeting, and they've been a long time coming, says Mayor Nancy Berry. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs Wednesday, she explained details related to privacy concerns which were brought up before the changes were tabled at the last meeting.
We're not asking for those leases right away. We're saying if there's a problem that's suspected, then the city could ask for the lease.
Okay.
It's not that they will. And if they do, it would be an administrative matter through the municipal court. So it would not be subject to open meeting. So if you were to hand over a lease with four people on it, that would not be seen by anybody.
Changes could include making those registering rental property with the city sign an affidavit stating no more than four unrelated people are living at the property. In addition to privacy, past concerns have included the feasibility of enforcing the ordinance. Fresh off the announcement of being named a top city in the U.S. for recession recovery, the city of Bryan announced that April sales tax revenue was 22% over budget and 23% higher than the same time last year. Deputy City Manager Joseph Dunn says all of Bryan is growing, especially the downtown Bryan area, which is growing at an accelerated pace. Hotel occupancy tax revenue for April was 70% higher than last year. Dunn says the continued positive trend of the past few months is indicative of the events, conferences, and activities coming to the region and attracting visitors to Bryan. He says three hotels have been built in the past few years, and more are in the development stages. Union Pacific says they'll be temporarily closing two railroad crossings in downtown Bryan early Friday. The crossings will be at South Parker Avenue between West 27th and West 28th and South Bryan at West 28th. Officials with the railroad say detours will be in place and the crossing should reopen late on Saturday. Phil Collins, yes, that Phil Collins, is donating his collection of artifacts related to the Texas Revolution to the Alamo. The Texas General Land Office manages the downtown San Antonio Shrine to Texas Independence. Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson says Collins has the world's largest private collection of Texas Revolution artifacts. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwarneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwarneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwarneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwarneman Flooring today.
Zwarneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Is your big out-of-town bank making life more difficult? Are you being forced to change things you don't want to change? Hi, I'm Hunter Goodwin, former Aggie and NFL player. American Momentum Bank is the largest locally owned bank in the Brazos Valley with a local team of professionals making local decisions. As a board member, I recognize the importance of having a major locally owned bank to create local jobs and support the unbelievable growth here in the Brazos Valley. I bank at American Momentum Bank and invite you to do the same. American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking, member FDIC.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
Mr. Webster, the dictionary guy, says jamboree means a huge gathering of campers in one location.
And that location is RV Station in Bryan.
Smart campers from all over Texas are heading to the June Jamboree of Savings. At the June Jamboree, save thousands on the best brands in the country.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 5th Wheel 38 FLFS.
Over 25,000 off list.
How about a Keystone 280 LHS Bunkhouse?
Just $199 a month.
Prices like these make you want to shout. Hurry to the June Jamboree of Savings going on now. RV Station 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA online. RVStationOnline.com. Jayco Pinnacle, stock number 2742, sale price $67,995. Keystone number 2743, sale price $19,995. 144 months, 6.75 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
All right,
right, let's see if we've got everything packed. Tent?
Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage, celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
Good morning, it's 7-11. Our weather is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Here's some weather.
Lots of clouds this morning. It'll brighten up as the day goes on. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm today. High temperatures close to 90 degrees. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows of 70 to 75. Tomorrow, some sun. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm. High temperatures are going to be up around 90.
And
partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows near 75. Saturday, a blend of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures on Saturday, they're going to be around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So they're going to be playing soccer today. I don't know who the teams are. There's a game at 11 o'clock. We have ways for you to play hooky so that you can watch the game if you care anything about that.
Oh, good.
And Vanderbilt won the NCAA baseball championship. So just saying.
Yes, they did.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
I was waiting. Yeah. I know, I was talking on the other thing.
Yes,
I got ready just in time.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's it. The audience got to hear some of that. So
oh, sorry. Yeah. SEC Championship, this time in baseball for Vandy. We've also got the Battle of the Brazos returning. And pitcher Tim Lincecum throws yet another hit, no-hitter against the same team.
Okay.
It's not Tuesday.
I know. This is big news, though. Because, I mean... When's the last time you heard disco music, right?
There's a reason for that.
No. This is big news. I can't understand a thing these guys are saying, by the way. What's he saying there? What
you're not supposed to hear the music. Oh, you're supposed to feel the music.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, here we go. Ooh.
You should be dancing, Scott.
Yeah, right. The reason we play that is because we're here to talk about disco clams. That's right. Disco clams. There apparently is a species of clam found throughout the Indo-Pacific that produces flashing patterns of light that look very much akin to the electricity generated in club lighting. Scientists originally thought the clams were bioluminescent, which means that they produce the light with some sort of chemical reaction. But it was recently discovered they were attached to a long extension cord under... No. they merely scattered ambient light. When the clams are calm clams, they flash about 2 times a second using the flaps on their lips. When startled, the flashing creates an even larger strobe effect, and it increases to 4 times a second. No word on whether they... increase partying with the fish. Disco clam. See? I mean, where else are you going to hear about that?
No, we just got to glue mirrors on a little sea urchin. You got a disco ball and we're all set.
It'll be just fine. I'm sure that there'll be aquarii all over the nation who will be looking to get those guys.
Hey, clam, want to get baked?
Hey, man.
Oh!
So this... this Phil Collins thing is pretty interesting, and I guess this is the final chapter, if you will, and in a kind of an odd deal. I mean, here's a guy who made, I don't know, a bunch of money, right?
Yeah.
Because I know he keeps all this stuff in Switzerland. That's where he has all this. But his obviously he has more Alamo-related and really Texas Revolution-related stuff than any other individual. Thought to be worth tens of millions of dollars. Includes hundreds of documents ranging from a letter that Stephen F. Austin wrote from a Mexican prison in 1834, Sam Houston's original 1835 land grant for property in East Texas, the signed receipt for 30 beeves that Travis brought into the Alamo on the day the siege began, plus lots of other artifacts. Here's the deal. They're going to have to pack it all up, obviously insure it and ship it over here, and... where are they going to put it?
I bet they'll find a place.
Okay, now, you're from there.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, they said some of it could be available to be viewed within a year.
to a person, you talk to anybody who goes to see the Alamo for the first time, and I ask them, well, how many times did you have to drive around it before you got
to Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Because you go, that's
yeah.
it? That's it? It's pretty well landlocked. And so if you are, in fact, going to have those artifacts somewhere nearby, somebody's going to have to sell a piece of property. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and what the Alamo is just the chapel.
Sure.
It was a huge complex,
right.
and I think they've done a slightly better job of sort of tying in the surrounding, because there's so many streets there, it's hard to get it all in perspective.
Right.
But you can stand at one end of the river, walk across, and look at the Alamo and see sort of the cornerstone of the entire fort.
But still begs the question, and I don't know how extensive this is, how much we're talking about, that you're going to need to house it, but they have space issues there that have to be, and because obviously you want to do it in a great venue.
Oh, they'll just dig them a basement.
Well,
they already have one.
Yeah,
and if you've looked at if you've been to the Bob Bullock Museum in Austin, that'll give you a good idea. I think that's a beautiful complex,
is.
And they need to do something similar to that. At least I would think for the Alamo. So I mean, we're decades away from that. I would think before we can have all that ready, but.
But you've got to keep that space for the Ripley's, believe it or not, museum, which is right across the street.
Yeah, we want to have more of that stuff going on. So, anyhow. All right, just to let you know that we're all going to die, in case you didn't know that.
Of course we are.
All right. Your smartphone touchscreen is dripping with bacteria. Researchers at the University of Oregon took samples from the index fingers and thumbs of 17 volunteers. Take your finger out of your ear. I don't know where that finger's been. After comparing those samples to their smartphones, the study found more than 7,000 different types of bacteria. It's alive. Right there on your finger.
They're mostly yours, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I guess. But once
again, they're your bacteria.
Take
who cares?
Take that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been. LiveScience.com says 82% of the bacteria on your fingers matched what was on their phones. The most common bacteria types... Yeah, Streptococcus, which is commonly found in people's mouths, and Staphylococcus.
It's that 18% that's going to get you.
Yep. Even though these findings all sound gross, bacteria on your smartphone isn't anything you have to worry about. Oh, good. It's just those waves that are being pounded into your brain because you're on the phone all day. We'll worry about
that. Oh, it's a wonder we don't all glow in the dark working in radio for as long as we have.
Most of the bacteria is coming from your own body, as Patrick said, and the environment that you live in, and so researchers say that should appear harmless. But...
Get that finger out of your ear.
Thank you.
You don't know where that finger's been.
Thank you. That's all right. We got it. We found it. Got to have Robert Stack saying it.
Yeah.
But again, does that, okay, and not if it's your spouse or one of your kiddos, but I don't know, when somebody offers to let you use their phone, do you just pause for a second?
No.
I'm just asking. Okay, I'm just asking.
Especially when it's 95 and it's been sitting up against their sweaty cheek for the past 5 minutes.
Didn't want to say anything else. I just, you know, something for you to think about. Because how do you say no? How do you do? Oh, no, there's a payphone over there. Let me go use that one.
When's the last time you saw one of those?
Payphones?
Yeah.
Yeah, there aren't many around. But we had that story yesterday about the guy in New York who's taping the
Yeah, that's true.
719. A Montana judge under fire for implying that working at a fast food restaurant isn't a, quote, real job. Witnesses say District Judge G. Todd Baugh suggested that a vandalism suspect ditches employment at Burger King and find a, quote, real job, his words, so he could pay restitution. Brandon Daniel Terrell, age 21, pled guilty to felony criminal mischief. That's pretty serious criminal mischief.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Already facing some public censure and suspension from a previous incident in which he noted that a 14-year-old victim had appeared older than her chronological age. So, as a result, he's saying that working there is not a real job. So. Oh, in the next half hour, finally, how long have we been talking about climate change, climate weather, global warming, fill in the blank? Someone has gone to the trouble of letting us know exactly what the financial impact of that is.
Oh, kajillions.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, if that's not enough reason for us to just stop doing all these horrible things to the environment, then I don't know what it is.
It's like $111 kajillion.
Yeah. All right.
By a unanimous vote yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that police cannot search your cell phone without a warrant.
Well, there
Yay.
You go.
Yeah, up until now, police were able to search cell phone contents under an old law that allowed police to examine items found on a person who is detained or arrested in order to see if an arrested person has a weapon and to prevent that person from destroying any evidence. But they say now, no. See how all that shakes out. That may have some ramifications.
See any episode of Law and Order. They always dig through the cell phones. Yeah. That's like the first thing they do.
Well, and they still can if they think they can, if it'll help them catch someone.
Right. And prevent something from happening.
Yeah, immediately.
Yes, immediately. So we'll see how that works out. Some residents, I don't know how many, in Arizona have been issued driver licenses with the wrong photos.
I swear this is me.
Jennifer Luce says that she examined her temporary license and everything looked fine, but when she got her actual license in the mail, it had somebody else's picture and somebody else's signature. Rest of the information was correct. Spokesperson for the Arizona Department of Motor Vehicles says, "We immediately had a team assembled to assess what issues there might be. As of yet, they have no answers." Now, all they found is at least five people right now, and you consider how many they...
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's not, but what happened? I mean, somewhere there was a little shift someplace.
Where there's smoke, there's fire, though.
Yeah,
they know of five.
Somewhere there's a little shift someplace, and so...
It's with the lowest learner emails.
Yeah, and those other people now who...
EPA.
Yeah, that's it. The good people at Audi are soccer fans. Because after all, we need to be talking about soccer today because the U.S. Americans play Germany at 11 o'clock.
Yes, they do.
Much like XP, Scott, you're going to be wrong about this in a few years. Okay, meaning what? Meaning soccer is becoming a bigger and bigger deal. Hello.
She was drafted by the CIA.
Yeah.
Very
nice. Thank you.
Wow. That was a bit unnerving.
It was.
That was creepy.
Yeah, okay. Duly noted, sir. Thank you. I know. But still, you got work to do. Go do work.
No.
And you can see the highlights on SportsCenter of the one goal that will be scored. Okay. Anyway, good people at Audi soccer
fans. It's okay
fans,
if they don't score any.
The German car manufacturer created a building-size LED scoreboard highlighting each day's series of World Cup scores. It's been installed on the waterfront at Greenpoint, Brooklyn, but is visible from miles away.
Well, that's cool.
It's lit by the headlights of 28 Audi A8 sedans inside 45 shopping containers.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's cool.
It will be live through July 14th, and you can watch the construction and the finished product online, so you can see all that.
So they have to have people crawl up the ladders to crawl in the car and turn the,
but you know,
turn the headlights
they'd
on?
They'd be glad to do that. And look, but that'll look great on a resume, too, if you'll think about that. You know, you got a chance to be part of the giant scoreboard.
It just looks like a Pong score. You can't even tell who's playing. Who's on the left? Who's on the right?
Oh, now quit being a buzzkill. It's really cool.
Yeah. Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
Your friends at Sioux Falls Prater have deals for you every month. They have specials that are available that you can get on your phone. Just text JD Parts, the number 3, to 95577, and you can get this parts specials. Now, right now, they've got a 200-count shop towel box. It's priced at $8.99 plus tax. They have utility containers available in red or green, along with hoses to go along with it. And they're specially priced as well. But if you want to keep up to date and find out what the latest parts specials are, you can do that by texting JD Parts, the number 3, to 95577 to Sioux Falls Prater. And of course, Sioux Falls Prater carries lots of John Deere stuff for you, whether it's a subcompact tractor you might be looking for. You know, they've got one there priced at $15,347. It's 0% down, 0% interest for 72 months. They also got compact tractors with the same kind of deal going on. That's 0% down and 0% for 60 months. And then if you're looking for a utility tractor, now's the time for you to do that. They have special prices there along with standard round balers and other attachments as well. So
Go to cptractor.com, see the specials, see the location nearest you. There's one in Bryan on Highway 21 and one in Navasota on Highway 6. And again, to take advantage of the parts specials going on all the time at Sioux Falls Prater, text JDParts3 to 95577.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Making a difference for you.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? When you turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your indoor comfort, they won't try to sell you anything. They'll just show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient Carrier, Malik is offering up to $2,400 in credits and rebates. Malik proudly installs Carrier, but services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort.
Malik is making a difference for you.
License number TACLA 9262C.
Good morning, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Still have a 50% chance of some showers developing today. We don't happen to have any in the neighborhood right now, but could always change. In fact, we'll have a chance of showers all the way through the weekend just because lots of humidity and the heat. About 90 for a high temperature next few days. Lows will be in the 70s. So, again, 50% chance of rain today, 50% chance of rain tonight, and then 20 to 30% through the weekend. Winds out of the south right now at 6, 96% relative humidity. Overcast skies, we're looking at 73.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
According to a new scientific theory, we shouldn't be here. Not us, the world, not even the universe. Robert Hogan, a doctoral candidate in physics at London's King's College, co-authored a new scientific study that supposedly modeled conditions right after the Big Bang. According to this new model, the universe should have collapsed upon itself mere microseconds after it was born. Hogan explains in layman's terms what happened, model-wise. During the early universe, we expected cosmic inflation, a rapid expansion of the universe right after the Big Bang. This expansion causes lots of stuff to shake around, and if we shake it too much, we could go into this new energy space, which could cause the universe to collapse. Of course, it's a little more complicated than shake, rattle, roll, and collapse. Particle physics and other scientific theories are involved, but here's the bottom line. The model says the universe should have collapsed, yet the universe, the Earth and us, we made it past the first microseconds. So something went wrong with the model, just like something has gone wrong with all those bogus climate change models. The universe didn't collapse. We're here talking about it, Mr. Hogan told Live Science. That means we have to extend our theories to explain why the collapse didn't happen. Well, I'm going to expand a theory, too. When God created all this, he didn't need a model. He knew what he was doing and why, and we'll never know.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bianski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bianski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Two men were arrested early this morning following a pair of armed robberies in residential neighborhoods west of downtown Bryan. The arrests followed a high-speed chase that ended in Curtin involving ground and aerial pursuit. 29-year-old DeAndre LaVon Phillips of Bryan and 26-year-old Catrell Dewan Lindsay of Brenham were caught in the area of FM 2038 and Business 21. Neither of the victims were injured. A man who was held up in the 600 block of Commerce reported money and personal items were taken. Then a woman reported she was held up in the 900 block of Clearleaf. She told the suspects she had nothing with her and they left. A news release does not indicate if the suspects and victims knew each other or if there were any other associations with the robberies. Bryan police are investigating a stabbing at a Westside apartment complex. A 27-year-old man received life-threatening injuries and is hospitalized at St. Joseph Regional Health Center. Officers were called late Wednesday afternoon to the Buena Vista Apartments on Providence. Investigators were told a civil dispute escalated into a physical altercation at the home of a 40-year-old man who did the stabbing. The 27-year-old then went to the apartment office where emergency services were contacted. No arrests have been made as of Wednesday evening, and the 40-year-old has been cooperating fully with investigators. No names have been released, nor has the nature of the civil dispute. The City of College Station tabled changes to the rental registration ordinance 2 weeks ago in order to further discuss the impact. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs was asked if there were any past council issues where more discussion caused her opinion to change. She says she was in favor of adding fluoride to water, but then she heard from the City of Bryan that their pipes had been corroding prematurely.
I'd stopped putting fluoride in maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and the dentist, that must have slipped by them because they didn't say anything.
She says it was research and discussion that ultimately changed her mind.
You know, I've always told all the council members, come to the meetings prepared, keep your mind open, listen to the public hearing, listen to the questions of your colleagues, ask your own questions. And then, when it's all said and done, vote your conscience. And I think everyone who's ever served on council does vote in the manner that they think is in the best interest of the citizens.
Sure. Council is expected to approve changes to rental registration at tonight's meeting. A big tax haul for the City of Bryan. Hotel occupancy tax collections for April hit $116,000, 70% more than last year. The city also brought in over $1.5 million in sales tax revenue for that period. The collections, which take place in June, were 22% over budget and 23% greater than that time last year. City Manager Joseph Dunn says the healthy economy is due to the number of small businesses the city has. Municipal Houston officials have fielded hundreds of calls from residents complaining about their drinking water that has a foul odor and tastes like dirt. Public Works officials say the tap water is safe to drink, but many people are opting for bottled water instead. The Houston Chronicle reports the city's 311 service line has received more than 200 complaints about the water since Friday. City officials say the smell and taste are caused by two naturally occurring compounds produced by the seasonal algae bloom. One of the compounds, geosmin, tends to occur following a rainfall after a period of dry weather. The worst fears of public health officials who have been watching this flood of illegal immigration from Central America are coming true.
One of the undocumented migrant children in San Antonio has been diagnosed with the swine flu. Metro Health spokeswoman Carol Schlesinger says because the children are on Lackland Air Force Base, the military is the one that's coordinating care.
In this case, because it is within the military, we just basically take the statistic and that's about it.
Public health officials have been warning that because there is no immunization rule in Central America, these illegal illegal immigrants could be carrying communicable diseases. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
And the Republican National Committee has announced two cities in the running now to host the convention. TSN's Austin York, downtown Dallas.
Philip Jones with the Dallas Convention and Visitors Bureau says Dallas, along with Cleveland, are the final two cities up for the Republican National Convention in 2016. Jones says they do have a very small window to host the event between July 18th and 21st.
They will be going back to Cleveland for another site visit. They indicated that they will not need to come back to Dallas, that we've answered all of their questions, that we put together a very strong bid.
Now, he says Dallas does offer $46 million in funding, something he says Cleveland cannot do. A decision is expected by August 8th.
TSN's Austin York. WTW News Time is 7:36. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph. With their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to stopalcoholunder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Bryan's premier senior retirement community, Watercrest at Bryan, has several apartments available for seniors ready to live a luxurious lifestyle at an affordable price. Located in the prestigious Park Hudson neighborhood, come make Watercrest your home with amenities and activities suited for Bryan College Station seniors. If you're ready to live an active, independent lifestyle with care options available for future needs, then call Watercrest at Bryan now at 979-703-7088 to schedule a tour.
It's 7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer, voted best in the Brazos 12 consecutive years. That's Norma G. Tractor.
Yesterday's shower and thunderstorm activity has left lots of leftover cloudiness around the region. That'll be here for a while. It'll try to turn partly sunny later today. We could see a shower or thunderstorm, 90. We're going to be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow, maybe an isolated storm, 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine developing with high temperatures up around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, I've been talking with Coach Drew the last couple of years about getting it going again.
And they got it going again. The Battle of the Brazos is back on. Say that three times fast. The schools will play a home-and-home series starting this year. We'll have more on that. SEC champions in baseball with Vandy. Plus, we've got a no-hitter with the San Francisco Giants. World Cup action and more. We'll do it for you in sports here in about 11 or 12 minutes.
Oh, it's the World Cup. Have you heard about that? It's a soccer thing that's going on. Pretty interesting. Soccer fans.
You're not interested.
No, I'm not. Soccer fans paid thousands to have their favorite food delivered from England to Brazil for the World Cup. Mustafa Azim phoned his favorite Indian restaurant in Sussex, England, asked him to send enough food for a dozen people. The owner of the restaurant said, "I thought it was making a joke. I couldn't believe it. They delivered the food 6,000 miles. He paid $7,000 for it. I mean, I would think that there might be some Indian restaurants in Brazil that would be okay. I guess he did it because he could. How well does that stuff travel? You know what I'm saying?
That's a great question.
Is it frozen and you thaw it? I mean, I have no clue. All right, so here you go. In case you've never watched soccer before, and today you're going to, just some things to help you out.
Oh, really?
Sure.
This should be interesting.
Before watching the game, it is essential for you to have an American breakfast, or at least as American as possible. Now, this is left to you. You could go to Denny's, or you could go to IHOP, since we don't have a Waffle House. You'd probably be safer in Denny's than a Waffle House anyway, for any number of reasons. If this is your first time to watch soccer, you will be shocked at how neat and compact a viewing experience this is, because a soccer match seldom lasts longer than 2 hours. If you're going to a local drinkatorium to watch the game, the match, it is important to find out about the TV situation before you get there, because if the TV is not as big as, oh, I don't know, Connecticut, then you need to find another bar.
Where I go, it's as big as Connecticut.
All right. Now, this is hugely critical, and it's a high-demand game, and you need to get there as soon as possible. So I would suggest leaving about 9:30 this morning.
Now?
Or now, yeah. By the way, no biting. I don't know if you – that doesn't happen very often.
But thank you. It does happen often. He's done it three times.
After yesterday. Yeah. Was it yesterday, 2 days ago, whenever it was.
Someone did the statistic. I think – oh, this may not have been true.
Now. It's okay. We never let truth get in the way of a good story. What is it?
No, you're more likely to be bitten in a soccer match than bitten by a shark in the ocean.
Well, that's good. That's true.
So okay. Don't play soccer.
All right. I don't know how long it took. I don't know how much this study cost. But now – we have a new report that for the first time ever has hung a price tag on the effect of climate change and what it's doing to U.S. America alone. So,
Eeny, meeny, miny,
no, moe. I need to get some music.
Oh.
We need something that's ominous. Sea level rise and storm surge are likely to increase the average cost of coastal storms in the East by $2 billion to $3.5 billion over the next 15 years. The annual losses from coastal storms could reach $35 billion. Sea level rise also puts coastal properties at risk. The report estimates that by 2050, I won't care. No, by 2050, between $66 billion and $106 billion worth of such property will likely be below sea level nationwide.
So there's a whole new coastal property that can be sold.
Think about all those beautiful homes that are going to be going to waste while the Gulf of Mexico will be lapping at your house in Hempstead.
It's new habitat for fishies.
Exactly.
Ah, yes.
Increasing heat will strain the nation's energy systems. That's okay. We're on our own grid in Texas.
Yes, we are.
This will cause efficiency to decline while demand for resources like more air conditioning will rise.
Oh, nice. Nice timing of the crescendo.
Thank you so much. U.S. That's because I'm a broadcast professional. U.S. agriculture is also threatened. The production of key crops like corn and soy and wheat will decline by 14% by mid-century. And up to 42% by the end of the century. Okay. How many people are worried about what's going to be going on in 100 years from now? Okay. At the end of 2099, do you really care what's happening?
I want to start contributing to the study that finds out how much these false attempts to try to correct global warming are costing us. Because to me, that's the real cost.
Well, the good thing
is, it's a sham.
Well, I hope he paid for it, but the new report is compiled by the Risky Business Project. It's co-chaired by Michael Bloomberg. As long as he picked up the money for it, I don't care. He can come up with anything he wants.
Very nice choice of music, by the way.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you so much.
Very ominous.
Thank you. I tell you what, you got an opportunity to buy Hillary Clinton's book. They're liable to have that on the out on the front porch there at Barnes & Noble. Hard Choices took a big dip last week. It sold 48,000 copies. 48,000 copies nationwide.
Ooh, yikes.
That's what I'm
They're
thinking.
They're saying that the... Oh, you said you
Hello.
Got a phone call.
I do.
Yeah, that global warming may be... I mean, we may be all right because we're on our own grid, but the feds are reaching out to close down our coal-fired plants.
Well, they are, as a matter of fact.
Adding to global warming.
They're not trying to close down our plants, sir. What they are doing is they're using the Environmental Protection Agency to put regulations in place that just make it difficult for them to stay open. There's a difference, you see. They're not closing them. They're just making it difficult for them to stay open.
That's like saying Hillary's not selling many books because she wants to protect the trees.
Hello?
Well, when they get the forecast dry for this weekend, I'll start listening to
the That's the point there. That's
Don't
right.
confuse yeah. weather with yeah. climate.
Yeah, that's right. If you could just get the short-term stuff, then we'll start paying attention to you, but short of that. Oh, and by the way, parents, you give your little bundles of joy vitamins, forget it. You're not doing any good, okay? And if you're serving your kids food fortified with vitamins, you might actually be putting them at risk.
Every cereal we had growing up was fortified with vitamins.
Now you know why we're where we're at.
Yeah.
Geeky.
The report from the Environmental Working Group. Why is everybody, we're talking cereal here. What has that got to do with the environment? Oh, I guess that's just got to be the new buzzword. Anyway, the Environmental Working Group says nearly half of U.S. American children age 8 and younger ingest potentially harmful amounts of vitamin A, zinc, and niacin. These poor little bundles of joy.
So keep them from drinking milk.
That's right. And they're never going to be able to drink out of a water.
Nope.
Anyway. Because, see, too many of their foods have been fortified with vitamin supplements. The EWG, that's short for the Environmental Working Group, is a national environmental health research and advocacy organization. Tell me how fun it would be working there. God. Oh, everybody's just so serious.
See, I think you just hit on the problem right there. I don't think research and advocacy should be together.
No. Yeah,
ever.
Because because if you do that, of course, you're able to justify your existence forever. Oh, and your funding. Oh, yeah, got to do that. Now, here's the deal. According to WebMD, over time, regularly getting too much vitamin A, for instance, from foods or supplements, can lead to liver damage, bone abnormalities, peeling skin, brittle nails, hair loss. I guarantee you take in too much vitamin A, by the time you're 60, you're going to start losing your hair. I'm saying.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
We need more men like Chris Medina. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Like most of you, I occasionally watch the TV show American Idol, but I was glad when one of the contestants' stories was brought to my attention. And if you're a fan of the show, you probably already know it. Chris Medina, a 26-year-old from Illinois, had two dreams. One was to be a singer. Another was to marry his longtime girlfriend, Juliana. In 2007, she enthusiastically accepted his proposal, and their wedding date was set for December 2009. But just 2 months before the big day, everything changed. Juliana suffered traumatic brain injuries and a terrible car accident. The doctors initially feared she wouldn't survive. Miraculously, after lingering in a coma for nearly 2 months, she woke up. But the trauma of her injuries left her unable to walk on her own, and her speech was severely impaired. Although the wedding was delayed, Chris's commitment to Juliana was as resolute as ever. In an emotional interview, he said, "I was about to make vows just 2 months from the accident, through thick and thin, till death do us part, in sickness and in health, for better or for worse. What kind of a guy would I be if I walked out when she needed me the most?" Unfortunately, Chris didn't make the final cast of American Idol, but I'd like to think we're all the richer for witnessing something far more valuable than his singing ability, and that is his character as a man. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
She just looks that bowl squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
I've just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats.
The vitamins, the minerals,
it's got all the stuff in it that cats really like.
You don't even have to put food with the Dynavite. She will eat the powder right out of the scoop.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog.
She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Sammy, he's 13, 14 years old and running around a little bit more. His coat is a little bit softer and shinier.
Justin's eyes sparkle more. He bats at stuff. He kind of jumps around.
Daisy and Spooky have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again.
It is just the best Dynavite for cats.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:51. After a two-year hiatus, the Battle of the Brazos is returning to the hardwood as officials from both schools announced yesterday that A&M and Baylor had finalized a two-year home-and-home series in men's basketball. Here's the Aggies' head men's basketball coach, Billy Kennedy.
Well, I've been talking with Coach Drew the last couple of years about getting it going again, and some tournaments like out of Houston and Dallas were trying to put us together against each other, and I saw him on the road. I said, we need to just play each other ourselves and let's work it out. I'll come to Baylor first and let's get this thing going. And fortunately, he said they could do it. And so we're excited to be getting this rivalry going again.
The Aggies and Bears will square off at the Farrell Center in Waco on December 9th this year before the scene shifts to Aggieland for a meeting at Reed Arena during the 2015-16 season. A date for that contest in College Station has not been determined as of yet. We'll keep it on the hardwood for A&M just a minute. Former Texas A&M point guard J. Michael Reese has decided to transfer to North Texas. He'll start school on July the 7th. Reese made his official visit Tuesday and announced his decision the next morning via Twitter. On now to the College World Series, where there is another SEC national champion.
Norwood with a line drive to left. That ball is well hit, and it is gone! A home run for John Norwood! And Vanderbilt has taken a 3-2 lead in the championship game!
Norwood belted a tie-breaking solo shot in the eighth to lift Vandy past Virginia 3-2 in the third and deciding game of the College World Series. By the way, A&M beat Vandy 2-3 in Vanderbilt this season. In the majors, San Francisco Giants pitcher Tim Lincecum has no-hit the San Diego Padres for the second time in less than a year.
On the ground to Panic. Panic to Posey, and Lincecum has done it again. He has no-hit the San Diego Padres. What a great performance by that kid.
Facing just one batter over the minimum to earn the 4-0 victory, Lincecum struck out six and issued a second-inning walk in joining Christy Mathison as the only Giant to toss two no-hitters, and it's the third no-hitter of the season following gems on the diamond by Dodgers hurler Josh Beckett and Clayton Kershaw. In the World Cup, the United States will advance to the second round with a victory or tie today against Germany or a tie by Ghana and Portugal. The Americans are 1-0-1 in Group G, the group of death, following the 2-1 win over Ghana and a 2-2 tie with Portugal. The United States will be without Jose Altidore for the second straight game because of a strained hamstring. Things get started this morning at 11 o'clock. Victor Martinez and J.D. Martinez homered on consecutive pitches as the Detroit Tigers beat the Texas Rangers 8-6. The unrelated Martinez sluggers hit their home runs in the fifth, and then they connected on doubles when the AL Central leading Tigers went ahead to stay with three runs in the first inning. Here's Rangers skip Ron Washington on loss number 7, although he misspeaks and says it's actually a winning streak.
It's definitely hard to comprehend a 7-game winning streak, but it is what it is. And, you know, we know why. We just got to score some runs, and we got to pitch better.
Minnesota Twins are in Arlington tonight for a 7-10 first pitch. The Stros dropped yet another one, and it was all Justin Upton of Atlanta's fault again. Upton homered for the second straight game and drove in three runs as Atlanta beat Houston 4-0. One of the few bright spots this season so far has been Jose Altuve, and even he got blanked yesterday. Here's Rangers manager Bo Porter.
Well, collectively, I think we need several guys in that lineup to get going. And again, when collectively up and down the lineup, you know, many guys scuffling at the same time, obviously it gets magnified a little bit more. Because Altuve's been so good this year, it's a little bit odd when he goes 0-4.
The Stros host Atlanta for an afternoon game today. First pitch at 1:10. The Bombers were rained out yesterday in Acadiana. They'll try and get back to work against the East Texas Pump Jacks tonight at 7 o'clock. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets have taken the first step towards making a run at LeBron James and or Carmelo Anthony. The Rockets have agreed to trade Omar Asik and cash to the New Orleans Pelicans for a future first-round draft pick. The deal gives the Rockets some of the cap space that they need to go after James or Anthony. And finally, Dallas and the New York Knicks have agreed to a six-player trade that brings center Tyson Chandler back to the Mavericks 3 years after he helped win the championship. The Mavericks sent point guard Jose Calderon, Shane Larkin, Wayne Ellington, and center Samuel Delambert to the Knicks for Chandler and the point guard Raymond Felton. The Knicks also get both of Dallas's picks in tonight's draft. General Manager and President of Basketball Operations for the Mavs, Donnie Nelson, explained how the decisions were made.
We're a big chemistry team. It starts from, you know, the top with Rick and Mark and, you know, Dirk, and we really try to lace our locker rooms, you know, with the guys that, you know, are not only, you know, great players, but, you know, great teammates and self-sacrifice.
And that's been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
How often are you asked, or do you ask your sleep partner, how'd you sleep last night? Because you wonder about that. Now, there's a way for you to find out exactly how you sleep, and it comes from who else? The people who are the sleep number people, the ones who bring you the sleep number bed, the one that allows you to actually have the setting that you want to get the sleep that you need. And because the dual chamber technology that the sleep number bed has, your number can be different than your sleep partner's number, so you don't disturb each other, and yet you have just the kind of bed that you want to fall asleep on. My sleep number setting is 65. But here's what's neat is the new technology that they have. The sleep number company has introduced Sleep IQ technology. The sensors work directly with the dual-air technology that's inside the bed, so it actually tracks how you sleep. You don't have to wear anything. You don't have to turn anything on. All you do is sleep, and you find out exactly how you do sleep because it's an app that goes with your phone or on your desktop. So stop in and find out, first of all, what your sleep number setting is and find the bed that's right for you, and then get Sleep IQ so that you know exactly how you do sleep. The Sleep Number store in College Station is located on Texas Avenue near Harvey Road across from Chick-fil-A.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker, and we've talked for a while now about getting your house ready and putting on the market and things like that. How about things that don't necessarily cost you any money but may actually help sell your house?
There are a ton of different things, from making sure that your light bulbs match. A lot of people want to buy the inexpensive, energy-efficient light bulbs, and I say, that's great, go green. But when it's time to sell your house,
all of them?
Go for... Well, no, actually, don't do the spiral bulbs.
Oh, really?
Those detract from the light fixture itself.
Okay.
So if you want to use those, take those out, take them to your next home. Do the ones that come on immediately, as bright and as bright of a wattage as you can get. That's kind of a typical tip. So you want something kind of unusual?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, well, here's one that really bothers a lot of buyers. So in the bathroom, toilet lids, not the seat, not the thing that the husbands and wives fight over, but the actual lid itself, put that down. When buyers walk into your bathroom, you want them looking at the space and not wondering
what just happened in
there. Yeah, the recent activities of that particular room. So make sure that you put the lid and the seat down.
To find out the little things like that, go to zarealestate.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I've only got a two-line story here. I got to find out more about this because this looks fascinating.
Okay.
It is the story of California police who are looking for a man who hypnotizes bank tellers into giving him money.
That's it?
We'll find out more. We will.
That's awesome.
Yes. Jason Barfnick here from the city of Bryan to talk about water and other stuff like that coming up in a few minutes. Our weather, look for a high temperature today, probably about 90-ish, 50-50 chance of showers today and tonight, 30% chance of rain for the next 3 days after that, low each night around 70. It's 73 right now, WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.